Number 12.
Good afternoon again, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Keith Fisk, Wildlife Damage Program Administrator. Items number 12 and 12A, just to clarify, the first one there, action sheet, the finalization in number 12, that was a result of the petition that the Commission voted to accept at the July meeting. And then at our previous meeting here in Spearfish last month, the department came as another alternative for the Commission to potentially consider would have been 12A. So I'll just go through each one and see where we go. So item number 12 there, the current rule, just to again explain to commissioners the actual rule in regards to trap check times in South Dakota. So in eastern South Dakota, trappers have the ability to operate their traps, and they have to be checked prior to 12 o'clock midnight of the second full calendar day. So it's 2 and a partial days. West of the Missouri River, it's 3 and a partial days. And then, of course, any sets that are under the ice or below the water, statewide, it's 5 days. The proposed changes from last year in regards to this rule, there's seven different components. You'll see them outlined there. I'm not going to go through them all, but I'm just going to touch briefly. First one is to change that trap check time to 24 hours. Second one there would be the ability for Game Fish and Park staff to grant extensions to that 24-hour check rule. Number three would be to require individuals to study weather reports and create a record of the data. Four would be the ability to have Game Fish and Parks euthanize or release animals that are in those traps longer than the selected period of time. Five would be individuals that receive permission from Game Fish and Park staff to be able to release or euthanize those animals. Six, if there was a profit generated from those animals that were euthanized, they would be reverted back to the department. And seven there would be a requirement that our agency would keep records of trap check extensions and then provide a summary to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. So you'll see the recommended change from the proposal there from our department would be to reject all those proposed changes. The department feels that many of those components are unnecessary and also adds quite a bit of complexity to already a complex set of rules in regards to trapping. You just talked with Tom about R3, and it's been proven that complexity of rules is a factor that can reduce participation in outdoor activities, and this would run counter to that effort. If the commission adopted this proposal as it would also reduce the overall successfulness of trapping. Certain species, if there's an elevated level of human presence immediately in that area, they're going to start to stay away from some of those areas, and people aren't going to be as successful had they were ability to stay away for longer periods of time. And then the fourth item I want to bring forward is that, you know, many of those items, 1 through 7, they're probably more appropriately placed in policy, not an administrative rule. I've worked with this agency for 10 years, and in 10 years, I think we've gone through 3, if not 4, different versions where we've gone through administrative rules to try to reduce unnecessary rules and complexities. And we feel strongly that this would really run counter to those efforts because it would be increasing a significant amount of complexity to those rules. So with that, we would ask that you reject these proposed changes, and I would answer any questions that you have.
Questions, discussion, comments? Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd here. My question pertains to a couple of areas where it notes Game Fish and Parks personnel have responsibilities. What would that do to the workload, or would that have any sort of significant impact?
Mr. Chair, could you, I'm not sure I fully understand that question.
For example, question or point number 7,
mm-hmm.
create a new rule in which park staff shall keep records on trap check time extensions, give an annual summary report. I'm trying to get an idea of what that workload would involve.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Boyd, typically on an annual year, you know, there's between 4,000 to 6,000 licensed fur bearer license holders. And of course, then kids that are underneath the age of 16 and landowners that trap on their own land don't have to have licenses. So there's obviously more than that. You know, conservation officers today, for certain reasons, will already grant extensions. And in order for those individuals, I mean, we would probably need to create some type of a system where every time a wildlife conservation officer grants an extension, perhaps it's a database that they would go in and log the person's name, the date, what the extension was, and then compile that information at the end of the year. Hard to say. I don't think it would be a huge effort, but I mean, we'd have to create a new database, get it designed, and then of course provide some additional work direction for law enforcement staff to be able to, you know, here's another item that we would like you individuals to track along with, you know, the citations and warnings and those types of things that they issue already.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Phillips here. I just want to comment that this has definitely been a very spirited discussion. It has led to two proposals that are up for finalization before us today, 12 and 12B. They're very similar. And rejecting them both would then lead to the status quo, correct?
That would be correct.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments? You know, for me, this is a challenging issue, the trap check time. It has been a spirited discussion, and it's really obviously emotional to a lot of people. And it's persuasive to me that the Game Fish Department recommends 24-hour checks, regardless of what the rule says. Others do the same, it seems, when you look around and see what associations recommend. One of the most persuasive things for me was, I think everybody heard, there's a rancher somewhere close to here, I forget exactly where he's from. I think he talked to all of us, or I know he was going to try to, who ranches 20-some thousand acres and traps. And he checks his every 24 hours, and he really thought there was no reason that all trappers couldn't get those checked within 24 hours. He seemed like a reasonable fellow who was telling us what he thought the best answer was. So, I mean, those things are persuasive to me. But then I look at this proposal, and as you said, I mean, there's six more parts to this proposal that I do think take it beyond at least what I can support today. I don't know where South Dakota citizens are on this issue generally. I think there's a lot to be said for 24 hours, and then I listen to the people that come and trap, and I understand what they're saying. So given the proposal the way it is, I'm going to vote against it, but I wish there was some way, kind of like commissioners were saying at the last meeting, that people on both sides could somehow get together and come to some compromise or some agreement that might be better for everybody. But anyway, I just mostly wanted to talk about the rancher who called and said, I think 24 hours is a good check time. Any other questions, comments? Then we need a motion either to, I guess if the motion was to adopt 12, that could be one motion, or the motion alternatively could be to adopt 12A, which then would reject 12. Is that how you want to, or do we just want to?
I think what you would want to do, Mr. Chair, again, would be to take action on number 12, then we can talk about 12B. You could modify that potentially, or do what you will, leave it as is.
All right, so we don't need
take them individually.
We don't need a motion specifically on 12A. That's just your recommendation as to 12.
Yeah, that's our recommendation.
All right.
And you could either accept, reject, or I suppose if you didn't do a motion, it's going to die just because there is no motion.
All right, so then we need a motion on number 12.
Move to deny.
Any more discussion on that motion, which is to deny 12? More discussion? If not, All in favor of denying, or the motion to deny, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that passes.
Yeah, so now if you'll turn to item 12B, that again is another potential option. The department brought forward our proposed change, which would be to modify the existing administrative rule and make it consistent across the state with what it is in western South Dakota. So it would be 3 and a partial days. And again, do nothing with the traps or snares that are set under the ice or the water. That's still 5 days statewide. We would like the commission to accept those proposed changes above. You know, we talked about a consistent approach would reduce complexity across the state. That's an element in our strategic plan, is to increase the amount of trapping that occurs in South Dakota. This modification would allow individuals in eastern South Dakota to have greater flexibility, as well as some additional opportunity to trap. And then one important component that I really want to stress is that regardless of what happens here today, is that the trap check times that are in place, those are the maximum amount of time that people have. Not everybody, if this was to move forward, not everybody is going to set a trap and not check it for 3 days. You know, depending upon weather, certain situations, even certain animals that they're pursuing, some individuals are going to check their traps every 24 hours. Some might check them every 48. We heard from several commissioners last time that a couple people that trap on their property or people that they know, they check them every day. In other parts of the state where it's more rugged, some of those animals don't come through areas for a large amount of times. They are checking them every 3 days, and that's hopefully in an effort to be able to be more successful. So again, this is the maximum amount of time that would be allowed. Not everybody is going to do the maximum. Not everyone's going to do the minimum. It really provides those individuals with a greater degree of flexibility in how they're going to operate their equipment. Last meeting, I did pass out a handout that summarized the surrounding state's information. I have that information again today. If you'd like to see that, I could have Tom pass it around. If not, we could move forward. But our recommended changes to proposal is to accept what we have before you to make it 3 and a partial days across the state. And again, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. So we need a motion to accept or reject 12B.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
I move to deny. And in doing so, I want to again recognize what an in-depth discussion this has been. This leaves us where we were, but that doesn't mean the discussion was useless. We had a good discussion. These things have been presented to us. I think we'll continue to talk about it. At this time, I think we need to reject both of these petitions.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. One of the reasons was just to make this more uniform across the state going to the, would it be just as well to use the East River side for the West River?
Mr. Chair? I mean, that could certainly be approached, Commissioner Bees. I mean, that would provide consistency. But when our agency and we talked to our field staff and individuals across the state, their preference was to provide additional opportunity and lengthen that time out and not take away opportunity in western South Dakota. And I'm more than confident that we would hear very loudly from the livestock organizations and other people that rely on predator control and people that do it. If you chose to do something like that.
So what was initially wrong with the original one? I believe this whole discussion was prompted by a proposal that was came. Now, and all of a sudden, now we're coming with a different one to change what we did have. Why not leave it where it was at? East River stay and West River stay where they're at. What's wrong with that? Was there problems with that?
Commissioner, or Mr. Chairman, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, if the system is working as it is right now, this was an opportunity. We had a petition in front of us to be able to talk about it as an agency, hear public comment, talk to you folks, and ultimately let you folks determine, you know, where we should end up. If you believe that it's appropriate the way that it is, that's fine. We felt that we could provide some additional opportunity for folks in eastern South Dakota, but that's kind of where we're at.
I see. I'd like to see it uniform across the state. That's why I would support it myself. That's where I'm at.
Any more discussion? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. You know, we've had a good discussion, and I realize everybody's got certain passions, and every situation in my mind is a little bit different, and you know, it doesn't hurt to change, but change isn't always necessary. In eastern South Dakota, I know a lot of trappers, and the two-day check thing works just fine for them. You know, that works fine for them, and I don't know that, as Keith pointed out, they would take the extra time if we gave it to them, and maybe they're checking every day depending on what they're going after. I had the opportunity to tour northwestern South Dakota, and depending on where you're at, you really almost can't get to somewhere else from that spot because of the way the roads are and the land is there and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, a 24-hour check time or a two-day check time really does take on new meaning if you're hired by a rancher to go out somewhere and try and help them with predator control. And after taking that drive, which was very enjoyable, seeing a lot of South Dakota I'd never seen before, I really understand why the trappers in that side of the state really do appreciate the three-day limit, and that's why I think I would reject this proposal, and I would just as soon leave everything as it is. It's working in eastern South Dakota. It's working in western South Dakota, and I appreciate the thoughts and passions on both sides. Nobody loves animals more than me. I'll stop on a four-lane road and get out and help a turtle, pick up a turtle, snapping turtles included, to get them off the road. I can't stand to see anything run over. And so the compassion I get. But I just think we're doing okay where we're at right now, and that's why I would move to deny or reject whatever gets us, just leave it the way it is, and that's why I'm going to vote that way.
Yeah, and I think we did. We talked last month, too. I mean, nobody from East River has come to the department, or certainly not the commission, and asked. No trapper has come forward and said, please make it three instead of two. I mean, this is a department proposal as opposed to a trapper proposal, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so I think we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, which wouldn't that be to deny 12B, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're on to 13, which is muzzleloader scopes.